part of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, April 9th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One thing that I think people need to understand is Donald Trump is a negotiator. If you've ever read his book like I have, The Art of the Deal, Donald Trump is an expert when it comes to negotiations. Actually, bar none, probably the best negotiator in our history. What Donald Trump did yesterday so boldly against China, when he implemented 104% tariffs on China, that went into effect at midnight. Well, the stock market, of course, reacted negatively to the news because China triggered it by putting a reciprocal tariff on our products, which they already tariff, which they already do anyway. Well, they increased it. So Donald Trump said, okay, you want to increase your tariffs on us? I'm going to increase the tariffs on you. It's that simple. You want to get into a tariff war? Let's do it. Why? Why did he say that? The bottom line is, folks, China needs us more than we need them. It's that simple. It's absolutely that simple. If they want to go down this road, they're going to lose. And when the process shakes out, we will be better for it. White House confirmed that President Trump would follow through on his threat to impose an additional 50% tariff on all Chinese goods entering the United States, which went into effect at 12:01 this morning. Not only on China, but he also increased tariffs on other nations as well. Back in February, tariff imposed by Donald Trump on China was 10% over fentanyl. Weeks later, he doubled the import duty to 20%. Well, during his long-awaited April 2nd Make America Wealthy Again event, President Trump announced an additional 34%. Well, that 34% on top of the 20% totaled 54%. China went nuts. They retaliated. they put a tariff on our products. Well, Donald Trump says, okay, you want to do that? I'm going to increase an additional 50%. Altogether, the total U.S. tariff rate on Chinese products stands at 104%. Well, Chinese officials said they're not going to back down. White House said it was a mistake for China to retaliate. When America is punched, President Trump punches back harder. Bottom line is this, folks, this is not going to end up well for China. Donald Trump will win this tariff war. China will cave in. Short break, we'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Smith and Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin', the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin' of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. While speaking at the White House, giving her press secretary conference yesterday afternoon, Caroline Leavitt told reporters it was a mistake for China to retaliate against the president. When America is punched, Donald Trump punches back harder. She went on to say that Trump said if China reaches out to make a deal, that he'll be incredibly gracious, but he's going to do what's best for the American people. The trade escalation will impact approximately $600 billion in annual trade between the United States and China. But officials say it is necessary to reduce the trade deficit. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent called China's decision a big mistake. In speaking to CNBC during an interview, he said the Chinese escalation is a big mistake because they are playing with a pair of twos, talking about cards in their hands. What do we lose by the Chinese raising tariffs on us? Right now, we only export one-fifth to them as compared to what they export to us. Well, in addition, Trump signed an executive order hours before the deadline imposing a 90% tariff on low-value packages exported to the United States from China through their using other international shipping countries. The president initially established a tariff rate on 30% on packages worth less than $800. But beginning on June 1st, the new 90% rate will be imposed. It's very simple, folks. They are going to take on a battle with Donald Trump, especially if they end up being the last country to negotiate. If you read his book, they get the worst deal. Donald Trump always gives the first people in the best deal. Why do you think Benjamin Netanyahu went to the Oval Office this week? Why is Japan sending a complete huge delegation to come and talk to Trump? All these other countries, Vietnam, South Korea, all of them calling the president negotiating right now. Well, if China ends up being the last country, they're going to get the worst deal. That's just the way he operates. First in, you get the best deal. Last one, I'm going to play hardball with you all the way to the end. And this is going to be absolutely huge. Higher reciprocal tariffs. This is the issue. Well, while reciprocal tariffs on other nations range from 11% to 50%, which have gone into effect, last week, the president unveiled a comprehensive list of nations, advanced economies, and developing markets that are now facing the higher tariffs, a plan based on their non-monetary trade barriers, whether it's currency manipulation or industrial subsidies. For decades, our country has been looted, pillaged, and plundered by nations near and far, friends and foe alike. Foreign leaders have stolen our jobs. Foreign cheaters have ransacked our factories. And foreign scavengers have torn apart our once beautiful American dream. Well, according to the White House, dozens of nations have contacted the United States to embark upon trade negotiations ahead of the April 9th, today, implementation of the tariffs. It's that simple. I'm going to break away. I got a text message here from one of our listeners. I just noticed it. Mike Solarski downstate Randy, I've been a lifelong resident of Lenawee County, except when I was a student at Michigan State. I knew I liked you for a reason. You're a fellow Spartan. And specifically, Adrian in Tecumseh, Michigan. What was once a bustling center of industry years ago has decayed and has become a manufacturing ghost town. I feel strongly that this is a result of America's misguided trade policies under both Democrat and Republicans over the years. People can think what they want about Donald Trump, but someone had to step up to fight against these unfair trade practices by our, quote, friends, end quote. We had to rebalance world trade and return manufacturing and industry back to America, especially including small towns like Adrian and Tecumseh. Steady, we will see this through, and we all will be better for it. Mike, absolutely agree with you 100%. Donald Trump agrees with you as well. Rod Wheeler, Randy, that's exactly what I do, is change the channel. It's past time that we put America first. God bless Donald Trump. And folks, you have to understand, he's got a lot of things on his plate right now. Trying to end the Ukraine-Russian war. Sending the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, down to the Panama Canal. Taking back control of that canal. He's also negotiating a settlement, a ceasefire in Gaza between the Palestinians, the Hamas, Hezbollah, domestic terrorists threatening Israel. What did Netanyahu do when he came to the Oval Office? Flat out said, whatever Donald Trump wants, we're going to do. Israel lowered their tariffs on our products going into Israel to zero. He even talked about with Donald Trump about them coming in and taking control and rebuilding Gaza using United States Army military to defend it in a partnership with Israel, increasing our products going into Israel to be consumed by the Jewish people, Israeli people having access to our trade market with zero tariffs. This guy has so many things on his plate right now, and guess what? It's happening, folks. Hegseth said at the podium, the United States, we will take back the Panama Canal. It's already in process. How did they do it? They bought the two ports at both ends of the canal. That simple. When they take control of it, China cannot manipulate and charge us more money for our goods going through it, which they have been doing. And the Panama government has allowed China to do it to us. Well, guess what? It's not happening anymore. All of these things are happening right now at breakneck speed. And guess what? Donald Trump can handle it. One thing he did in the White House yesterday afternoon, with coal miners standing behind him, with electric co-op presidents in the audience, governors, U.S. congressmen, U.S. senators, members of his cabinet, Donald Trump signed four executive orders regarding the mining of coal in America. One of those executive orders said that they were going to fight states who impose these Green New Deal policies, like what the Democrats did last year, the House, the Senate, and Whitmer signed it, the Public Act for Clean Energy Act by 2040, Donald Trump is going to stand up and fight them in court. Donald Trump believes those edicts, those bills, are unconstitutional. And he's going to fight to undo it. We are going to start mining coal again, and we are going to continue to keep the clean coal energy production plants open. Biden had numerous of them scheduled for shutdown. Donald Trump said, no, my executive order right here stops it. We are not shutting them down. We are going to keep them open, and we're going to expand them. We're going to build even more clean coal plants. Coal miners went nuts. One of the miners actually prepared a speech. Donald Trump called him to the podium to give his speech. It was a great speech. Donald Trump saw that he was reading it off of a sheet of paper. He goes, let me see that speech. He handed it to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump said, you know what? I'm going to autograph this for you. He handed it back to the miner, and he said, you know what? You could probably put it on eBay and sell it for $5,000, if not more. And the miner said, no, sir, I'm going to frame it and put it in my den. The coal miners went nuts. Then, after signing the four executive orders, he took the time to shake every one of those hands of those miners that were standing on stage behind him. A couple of them even took time to take selfies with them. He was signing hard hats. He was shaking hands. He was doing everything he could with those people. Those miners were totally supportive of everything Donald Trump did yesterday in the East Wing of the White House. And oh, by the way, just checking the stock market right now, Dow Jones up, S&P 500 up, NASDAQ up. Everything is up right now as we speak. It's been a rough couple of days, but it's going to work itself out in the end. And I got a word to China. You do not want to be the last person, the last country left to negotiate with Donald Trump. You need us more than we need you. Will it cost us some pain? Yeah. We'll have some higher prices as we open up factories and start producing our own stuff again. Yeah, it'll be a tough road for a while, but we'll get through it. And then we're never going back. I can guarantee that. Once Donald Trump fixes it, the next Republican president will keep it. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real